This morning I want to ramble for a minute. I want to just talk for a minute. Then we'll read the verses selected out of King James, and then we'll read them out of the Message. Sometimes a Wednesday night meeting, like Grace Gathering, that's a time when we get together and we discuss the Bible and our reading, what we've read and what the Scriptures mean to us for that week, what Jesus has done in our hearts as we've read. And sometimes at that meeting, afterwards I go home and I think, oh, you did it again. Because sometimes when I'm reading, I really get stirred up by the Scripture, and I get angry at what's going on in this country, and Bill keeps sending me all those emails telling me how terrible this country is, and I agree. But anyway. But you just get sullied by sin. There's just like a coating, like a soot.
You bet.
Comes out of the atmosphere and comes over you. And so then when I come to, those of you who are kind of shaking your head at me, who knows, sometimes I get on my soapbox and I start preaching at Wednesday nights, and it's just a sharing time. And then I feel bad when I go home. Oh, gosh, you did it again. Well, I'm really glad, because when I read the Psalm 140 and Psalm 141, I saw, oh, my gosh, I'm just like David. And David, God said that David was a man after his own heart. So I want to be a daughter after his own heart. And this is how he opens the psalm from the Message Bible. He says, get me out of here, away from this evil. Protect me from these vicious people. And I really recommend you read Psalm 140. Because he goes on and he says that the words that we're hearing are words of hate and hurt. They maim and kill. We're in the clutch of vicious people. People who are stuffed with self-importance. These crooks invent traps to catch me. They do their best to incriminate me. And then David looks away from the evil and he looks into the face of God and he says, I prayed, God, you are my God. Whoa.
You bet.
You are my God. It doesn't matter what's going on around me, but you're my God. And I want you to listen to me, and I'm going to cry out for mercy. And then it goes on in Psalm 141, then he goes back into this tirade. After that, he goes back into this tirade against the evil again. But then in Psalm 141, he says, come close, come quickly. Open your ears. It's my voice you're hearing, God. Treat my prayer as sweet incense rising. My raised hands are my evening prayers. And I thought, wow, that's where we have to go. Turn from what we hear on television. Turn from what we see on the internet.
Sure.
Turn and let be sure. You know, sometimes you settle on those things and all of a sudden your prayer life is all tied up in the mess. You hear what I'm saying? You're praying for these things, and you kind of, oh my gosh, and you're really carrying the weight of them. We need to look at God full in the face and get his perspective on these things again. It's good to carry a burden. It's good to leave that burden with the Lord instead of going away from prayer and still carry the same burden. Now, just to prove that King James, what I'm reading out of the Message, you know, King James says it too. Pat, will you put the King James up and let's just see what it says. I said unto the Lord, thou art my God. Lord, I cried unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. But my eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute.
You bet.
So it is saying the same thing. As he goes on in Psalm 141, he says at one point, he says, don't let sin anoint my head. Don't let sin anoint my head. Wow. We want the Holy Spirit to anoint our head. We don't want sin anointing our head.
That's right.
Okay, what does this mean in the world today? 2008. It means when we go to the internet and spend time on the internet, sin anoints our head. We are anointing our mind with what we're reading from there. Are we reading this book as much as we're watching the news, fair and just or whatever they call it, or wild and wicked news, whatever it is? Anyway, are we letting God anoint our head as much as we're letting present day events anoint our head? And what David is saying is, God, I'm praying to you, don't let sin, don't let me be so captivated by the news and what's going on around me that I'm not, I want the Holy Spirit anointing my head. And then he ends it in the most precious way in the last verse in Psalm 141. He says, but God, dear Lord, I only have eyes for you since I run to you for dear life. Amen. I love it. We need only to have eyes for him.
Good.
Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the message together. I prayed, God, you're my God. God, come close. Come quickly. Open your ears. It's my voice you're hearing. Treat my prayer as sweet incense rising. My raised hands are my evening prayers. Don't let sin anoint my head, but God, dear Lord, I only have eyes for you since I run for dear life to you. Take good care of me. Don't you know it's time to praise the Lord?